A year before President Kennedy was assassinated, he came to Buffalo. In 1962, thousands gathered in Niagara Square to hear President Kennedy speak after appearing in the Pulaski Day Parade.
I want to express my thanks to all of you for being generous enough to invite me to come to an occasion which has significance to this city.
President Kennedy spoke about Poland's fight for freedom while on the steps of City Hall. Former Buffalo radio newsman Ray Marks was just 18 years old, but he remembers Kennedy's historic visits.
And the interesting thing, Eileen, is that I'll never forget is that the president was on the steps of City Hall in Buffalo.
He's shaking hands with the people on the stand now.
And keep in mind that people were very close to him. Unlike today's climate of security, there was next to none back then. There were over 100,000 people in Niagara Square, and I recall the reporters saying that if you stood on the steps, you could see past the library downtown, so way past Niagara Square, and all you would see was a sea of people.
But a year later in 1963, a visit by Kennedy and his wife Jackie in Dallas, Texas, turned into one of America's most tragic days of the early 1960s.
Just a few minutes ago, the President of the United States turned from Houston Street onto Elm Street on his way to a scheduled luncheon appearance at the Stemmons trademark.
I remember teachers and staff in the building crying.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown was only five when President Kennedy was shot. But even as a young boy, that day remains a very vivid memory for Brown, who ended up in his own political career.
I remember my grandfather coming to pick me up from school and bring me home. I remember adult members of the family coming home from work and people in the household crying. So it was a time of great upset.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago.
Many African Americans held high respect for Kennedy. 78-year-old Reverend Eugene Pierce is with Buffalo's NAACP. He was just a young man serving in the military when he learned President Kennedy was assassinated.
I was a soldier stationed at Fort Polk, Louisiana, when I received the sad news. And not only was the president killed, but my commander-in-chief was killed at the same time. And it's tough on a soldier when the top person, the commander-in-chief, is now taken out of the picture. I remember when the president was shot.
Reverend Pierce noted that Kennedy's murder created even more uncertainty for a minority population struggling in the civil rights battle.
Being a victim of discrimination in Mississippi, and the president, I had hope that those days would be days in the past. And then to have him killed like that, it, you know, caused me concern, because I thought not only did we lose a president, a commander-in-chief, but now we've lost the opportunity of equality.
I was 8 years old, and I was home from school. We came home for lunch, and then we would go back to school. And when I got back to school, we heard that Kennedy had been shot.
A Buffalo woman who now works as a peaceful conflict resolution consultant with the Western New York Peace Center and Interfaith Peace Network, Victoria Ross, was only 8 years old when Kennedy was shot.
So I was shocked, was so saddened, was really, you know, I was still a very little girl, but still to understand that somebody could do something so violent to a person so wonderful. And of course, over the years, the horror of what happened doesn't diminish.
For both Ross and Reverend Pierce, they believe that if President Kennedy were living to see the changes in equality and peace, he would be pleased.
I think the more it was his peace leanings and his budding nonviolence and his integrity that caused his demise. So as a man, I think he would be thrilled with what's going on now, and I think he would be a great power to what we're trying to do.
I think the president will say only two things matter in life, and that's an individual's character and ability.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.